Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour 3 of the Nation. Here we go. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and Jared Sandler is going to join you coming up here in about 20 minutes. Then Mark Schlereth at 4:40 to talk about Week 4 and looking forward to Week 5. Right now, here's Wolchuk with your football fix.
All right, Cowboys going to play the Jets. They have not won there against the J-E-T-S, Jets since 2003, Brian Ronis.
I was there.
Yes, you were. I believe that was a 17-6 victory for the Cowboys.
We were bad that day, too.
Yeah, it was, the Jets luckily were just worse. That 2011 game opened up the season, Dez Bryant versus Darrell Revis, and then it was a Romo interception to Revis that shut a Cowboys victory down. Jets won that one, and then it was the Sam Darnold just absolutely cooking up that Cowboys secondary, and the following week after that is when he had his Monday night game against New England, said he was seeing ghosts. It was weird. It was not a good look for
the
Cowboys.
I think he was coming off mono, too. I think he missed the first 3 weeks.
He did have the mono deal. But the
Cooper
Jets,
was banged up too. Amari Cooper.
Yeah, Amari was out.
Yeah, 5
plays. The Jets running back Braylon Allen, who left last night's game with a knee injury, he's got an MCL sprain, according to Ian Rappaport, likely going to put him on IR, according to sources. He's also expected to try and get a second opinion, but that means heavy dose of Breece Hall, I would assume, coming up this Sunday for the Cowboys without Braylon Allen, as they were kind of in a tandem committee there in the backfield. And the Tyreek Hill injury from last night, goodness gracious.
I saw the thing with him cheering. That was weird.
It was weird, wasn't it?
You guys brought that up, but maybe he was like grateful and he probably no longer has to be there.
Well, his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, put out that he had successful surgery. It went very well. Fortunately, everything was done with one procedure. The goal is for Tyreek to be ready for the start of next season. If Tyreek wants to live in Miami next year, he can restructure his deal to a cheap incentive-laden deal and get it done. Start on the PUP list till mid-season or so. If he doesn't want to live in Miami, he cannot take a pay cut and get cut. Tyreek has zero guaranteed money in 2026.
I just wanted to see him stand up and like shake that thing out one time, you know? I'm just like, oh my goodness. I couldn't. I mean, after the first time or two, I was like, man, I can't look at this anymore.
Oh, just the way
he was.
You want
to see Byron Jones put it back in place?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, put that finger back in place.
That was insanity.
I mean, it's just high anxiety just looking at it.
Oh, it was. It was, and then there was one image of it. It was just like somebody took just a still image of the knee just facing the opposite way. It was, oh my gosh. But good news that he's had successful surgery and hopefully he's able to recover from that one. I don't know if he'll ever be the same player, but we'll see. How about Darren Waller's last night? He comes out of retirement.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns. 631 days after his last NFL game, Darren Waller, to help the Dolphins get the win over the Jets. You can't script that any better.
And it kind of carries on to the trend we've seen where former New York Giant players go on for
great success.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, he had one touchdown in 12 games with the Giants. Yeah. He had two touchdowns in 3 quarters with the Dolphins.
That's unbelievable. The Jets on the losing end of this, as we mentioned, and here was Sauce Gardner post-game. He's not happy with the officials. Sauce.
I feel like, me personally, us not winning, like, because I watch football all the time.
And I just feel like, I don't know if this is wrong to say, but I think I get called for more stuff just based off of us just not winning. I watch these winning programs and it'd be some egregious things and it don't get called, like, you know, letting the players play. Like, I got caught on something today where it's like I know the route, everything, and I'm just supposed to let him just push off at the top of the route. I'm seeing him count his steps, all that. Like, he's not going to catch the ball regardless. I just feel like in general, even the Mike Evans ones, I just feel like us not winning is just, that's just what goes on. Like, if we don't win, then I feel like we don't get the calls that we should get, and we get called for the calls that we probably shouldn't get called for.
So
he is not lying.
Okay. I was going to ask you if this is something you've experienced.
This is absolutely true. I've been a part of some bad football teams, and when you lose, officials are not going to give you a break. They're just not. That Craig Wallstat crew that had that game last night, that's a kind of an iffy crew at best. But to me, when you're a losing football team, officials do not give you the benefit of the doubt, and they do not give you respect because you're a losing outfit. You're like, okay, if I make this call, it doesn't matter. You know, he is not lying. I've lived this one. I lived it early in Green Bay. I lived it when we were 5-11 those years. Mm-hmm. You just don't. You just don't get respect. And the league can come out and say, oh, no, we officiate fairly and all that. No, he's not wrong. When you're a losing football team, officials don't respect you like the winning teams.
Well, I hope George Pickens is able to benefit from this.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
I wonder if Sauce is going to travel with him.
I would think that they would do that. But I guess that's going to be a great pregame conversation, boys.
Yeah.
9 a.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan on Sunday.
Yeah.
Looking
forward to that, boys. I'll be listening.
Bob Wischusen. We get Bob Wischusen.
Bobby.
I'm trying to come up with the game mantra for this week. So
okay.
I'll let you know.
You keep working on that one. Maybe it'll be all the penalties.
This is an all the penalties game.
I just short circuited. I'm going to seamlessly move on.
It's all right.
Let's go to the other game. Ja'Marr Chase. He's frustrated, and rightly so. He had a conversation with Zach Taylor on the sideline. He said the urgency, it's just got to be there. You just got to want it. At the end of the day, we got to want it. Today, it didn't look like we wanted it. I don't know. Things could be going downhill in a hurry, and I get it. When you don't have your MVP caliber quarterback in Joe Burrow, you're probably not expecting to have a whole lot of success, but that was a really bad offensive performance. 159 offensive yards, according to ESPN research, just the first time since the 09 Raiders that a team had 200 or fewer offensive yards in three of its first four games. And Zach Taylor's an offensive coach.
Yeah, and they're going to really fall apart here because they get Lions, Packers, Steelers. You know, they'll be 2-5 in the blink of an eye, and that'll be 2 weeks to go till the trade deadline. So I think you got to be licking your chops here, looking at Cincinnati and an opportunity with Trey Hendrickson just on a 1 year deal. Somebody's gonna have a hell of a chance to get a pass rusher for maybe a three.
Hendrickson. Think they want George Pickens?
Chase Brown. I wonder if
Chase Brown might be a nice compliment there for Javonte.
That could be nice.
They could use some speed. That's the one thing with Javonte. They keep wanting to hit him, use those outside edge runs, and he just doesn't quite have the speed to turn the corner. That's what Blue would be for.
That's right. Would adding like a top 10 pass rusher make this secondary significantly better?
It'd help.
It would help a ton.
You look what Green Bay's getting away with. I know they had some pressures the other day. They didn't cover particularly well, but I guess their pass rush has masked some of the deficiencies they've had in their secondary.
Yeah, like the combination of you getting healthier in the secondary, plus you actually add a dude who's had 17.5 sacks the last 2 years.
Yeah.
That's going to help you a ton.
If Dak keeps playing like this for another month and things sort of stabilize with your defense, you know, would you, even if you're not planning on signing Trey Hendrickson to an extension, there's got to be a conversation about trading for a rent-a-player.
Yeah. I would absolutely have that. I mean, the NFC's pretty darn open to me. Like and I've admitted it, I am biased when talking about the Eagles, but they could easily be 2-2 right now. I think the Rams are legit and really good. I think the Bucs can be really good, but like you're not looking at anybody in the conference saying like, holy, that's a world beater team right there. And you went toe-to-toe week one with the Eagles.
And the NFC is a heck of a lot better than the AFC.
Yeah.
But yes, there's not like a clear cut, oh my gosh, sort of team
so
right
if
now.
If Dak can play at that level, which is a big if, and there's a lot of Cowboy fans that'll say, hell no, in the playoffs, he's not doing that. And I understand why you feel that way. But if he could, you would have a shot.
Yeah, yeah. And I would be open to making a trade for Hendrickson, especially with it's a rental deal. I wonder I wonder what you'd really have to give up.
I don't think you'd have to give up one of the ones.
I don't either.
I really don't believe you would. I think
if I'm trying to give up a one, I'm going to try to get Max Crosby out of Vegas.
All right, let's ask this. You said you might not have to give up one of the ones. What if he gets on the market and now you're competing with other teams?
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't overpay for it.
Okay, well then we don't think about Hendrickson, because what's going to happen is once word gets out that they're trading him, teams are going to come and they're going to offer more than
what
you're
worth. Well, in fairness, it already did.
And it's going to take your one.
Well, it did. Like, they had these conversations and they ended up having to lower their asking price, and they asked for a two and
this is
they
before,
didn't trade him.
This is before the season.
It was before the season. Now the asking price should be even lower.
No, not in this case, because what's going to happen is teams are going to want this guy now. Before the season, you're kind of thinking like, oh, let's see if we can go steal the guy. Now you're okay. In a situation where someone is going to need this guy. Jerry Jones gave two ones for Joey Galloway. I mean, just think about somebody doing something silly like that. You know, I'm not saying they're going to give two ones for the guy. I'm just saying that teams will overpay now that they know that, hey, we have to go get this guy.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, if the market ends up being like that, where somebody's offering a one, I'm probably not going to be dancing in those waters. Bears, Ben Johnson. Did you guys see this halftime interaction?
Aditi Kinkabwala.
Yep, here it is. CBS Sports sideline reporter Aditi Kinkabwala, 14-10. Bears trailing at the half, and here's her and Ben.
Your offense has struggled to take advantage of those takeaways.
Yep.
Okay, so what did you tell them to get things going?
That it wasn't our brand of football. We're capable of a lot more, and so we're hitting the reset button here at halftime, and we're going to come back and establish our identity here in the second half.
So you need to change what you're doing.
I don't know. You think so? We're going to be just fine.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, Ben Johnson, all business. The little intimidation.
How do you really feel?
Menacing stare.
Yeah, do you need to change what you're doing was the final follow-up there, and Ben just gave her a death glare. Now, he's asked about this post-game by reporters, and this was his thought.
I know there's been some buzz about your halftime exchange. Can you relay how you interpreted that conversation?
Yeah, you know, in the moment, I honestly didn't think too much of it. I'm kind of in game mode. But then when I look back at it, you know, I am a little bit disappointed with what that looks like. You know, I didn't hear very well, and that's not an excuse. But when I thought I heard that, it was not a question, but that I needed to make some changes, I didn't take that very well. So I'll do a better job with those going forward.
Yeah, I don't. There's some people that are like, why did you have to apologize? You shouldn't have had to apologize. The mic kind of cut out, so we didn't really see her say, do you think you need to make some changes? He thought she said, you need to make some changes. And the offense was bad, and obviously he is an offensive guy that prides himself in that. But I kind of like the fired up Ben Johnson there. I thought it was kind of fun. But from Aditi's perspective, the death glare was a little, it was intimidating, as the broadcast crew said.
It's a high pressure job. You know, these coaches, they gotta, you know, deal with all of this stuff and sort of be a CEO. I don't think it's a good look for Ben Johnson, who's trying to prove to everybody in the league that he can handle all that stress and pressure.
Bears did get the win. They are now at 2-2. We got news about Lamar Jackson. He is likely to sit against the Texans. Could miss 2 to 3 weeks with this hamstring injury. It is getting really bad for Baltimore. I wonder how this season unravels. Maybe we talk.
Cooper Rush going to save the day. We're going to change our offense.
He could. Cooper Rush could be the dude. He's done it before.
It really doesn't matter if they can't get their defense healthy.
Yeah, and now you got your best defensive tackle out for the season in Justin Madubuike.
Yeah, so that's just one of those where if the injury bug starts to get you, and maybe it wasn't meant to be your year, as we saw in week one against Buffalo, you got to take your medicine. It's a war of attrition, and you know that's why when you get in and you are healthy, you got to take advantage of those opportunities better.
Man, Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers feeling pretty good right now.
Leading the division at 3-1.
Win that division?
They very well could with no Joe Burrow. And you know it's the Browns, and the Browns are going to be starting Dylan Gabriel this week. Joe Flacco?
Might get a win.
Your time is done.
Throwing him to the Wolves versus a Brian Flores defense.
Yep. Vikings.
Be careful.
Vikings and Dylan Gabriel.
Am I hearing this right? Did the Vikings stay overseas? Are they playing two?
Yes, back to back. They went Ireland, and now they're doing the London game.
Yeah.
And I think they asked for that.
Did they?
Yeah. That was like one of the, I believe one of our offseason stories. And they said like, look, if we're going to be doing it, like let's might as well just stay over there.
Wow. Find anybody with the Viking heritage maybe that wants to jump on your bandwagon.
Maybe.
I mean, it's a big opportunity to go over there and sort of share your brand with a different continent. There are teams in Spain in soccer that want to come play regular season games in America, and they actually had deals to get it done, but UEFA intervened because the other teams around Europe were complaining that you're going to go to America and put down roots and take advantage of that marketplace. There needs to be like a lottery system or a wait your turn system. You can't just decide you're going to go be the team of America. So, you know,
I mean, the NFL really is working on this expansion stuff. I mean, Goodell is still very open to the idea of maybe one day we do get a team in Europe.
Yeah, and it's going to start with having every team play an overseas game at some point. Like in any given year, every team's going to have a...
And that counts for Mexico.
I guess so.
It does.
It certainly does for Brazil now.
Well, I mean, getting some of the stories in the social media of the time that people had in Dublin and the time people had in
Brazil.
Did we
have a bunch of drunk broadcasters?
We did have some of that, but it's like a once-in-a-lifetime experience, I think, for fans and media to get a chance to go over and do this kind of stuff.
Oh, I went in 14. It was an absolute blast.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
But I worked in NFL Europe in 1990, mm-hmm. and I was sitting there thinking, man, they're gonna have teams over here one day. I mean, like NFL teams playing in these markets is what they're going to have. They're
ahead of your time.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a whole division, you know, that would cut down on their travel.
Yeah,
and then
that
you could
make
go over there
sense.
For a couple of weeks like Minnesota is now, maybe a couple of trips to Europe per season.
Yeah, what you need to do is build a facility over there that you can, like a hotel and meeting space, like the Star. You need to build the Star in like London. So when a team comes over, they can use that as their training base, but then build a facility here in Dallas. So when they come over, it's centrally located, and they could go either way they need to. But
All right. Thank you, Brian. Mark Schlereth going to join us coming up at 4:40. Jared Sandler is next here talking to Rangers and where they go next, the decision to move on from Boach as well here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's time to talk with Jared Sandler, our Rangers insider, pre- and post-game show host. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. It's the Frankels. Go to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And A good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
Fellas, I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Doing good. You know, just wondering what all went into this decision to have a mutual parting of ways. What else can you tell us about why maybe it made sense for the Rangers?
Well, it seems like, you know, the Rangers, just from a roster standpoint, are probably going to have a lot of changes. And, you know, we've heard Chris Young talk about cutting back on payroll a little bit for this upcoming season. And maybe they felt like with the roster they envision having, it made sense to, you know, transition at this time. And, you know, I don't know who the next guy is going to be. Obviously, a lot of people have identified Skip Schumacher, and I'm right there with everyone and thinking, you know, that's, you know, that name seems to make a lot of sense. But I guess you never know until, you know, things like that become official. But, you know, I guess maybe they just saw this as a transitional period and it made sense to make a move. But, you know, I think, you know, what I will tell you that did not lead to this is like some loss of the clubhouse or Boch falling in favor, you know, with the players, or, you know, just some untenable situation. I think it was the exact opposite of that. I think there are plenty of people in the Rangers organization who, whether they, you know, understood that this was strategically the decision that made the most sense, or maybe they didn't. You know, they're just upset to see a guy like Bruce Bochy go. And obviously a lot of people are grateful for what he gave the team over the last 3 years.
Do you wonder how another manager might have got the guys to react different over the last couple of years?
I think you can always ask those questions. I've been a part of now three managers, Gavin, Chris Woodward and Jeff Banister. And I will tell you that there were times I can, you know, fair or unfair, I would identify moments where they just lost the clubhouse. Again, whether it's on them or just maybe it wasn't the right group, you know, it's not necessarily an exclusive indictment against them, but there were times where it was clear this is not going the direction it needs to go. That never happened with Bruce Bochy. Now, Gavin, you know what it's like. You got a boss. That boss has employees or people who report to him. Not everyone is going to love every single thing that he does, but you know, he never lost the respect of that group. Now, you know, were there things he could have done differently? I'm not behind the walls enough to know, you know, for sure. He could have done this or he could have done that instead of this or that. You know, I think that, you know, one of the things that Chris Young mentioned last night was just, you know, a voice to hold people accountable to make sure that the last 2 years in which the team did not achieve the results that they wanted doesn't happen again. You know, I think that's obviously something they're going to look for in the next guy.
If you had to spitball like other names, I know you mentioned Bob Melvin this morning with Sean and RJ. It was interesting that Michael Young's name has surfaced as a candidate with the Angels. I mean, is that anybody that they've had interest in outside of Skip?
Well, I think, you know, Michael Young's always had a strong place in this organization, and it is currently, unless he's got a contract that's up, currently employed by the Rangers. You know, I talk to Michael semi-regularly. We have our weekly USC Trojan football bitch fest over text. So, no, I'm allowed to say that. That's okay. Right? I can say that.
Yes, you can say that.
My wife looked at me like I was about to get fined or something. Listen, here's the deal. Michael has one kid who's in college. He's got two that are yet to get to college. I think he very much loves being a dad. Now he is in Southern California, so maybe Anaheim would make a little bit more sense. But you know, I don't know that Michael, and I don't want to speak for him, because things can change, things can evolve. I think Michael will always have a place in this game, and I think he'll always kind of be able to write his story and what that role is. But in conversations I have had with Michael in the last 12 months, I'm not sure that he is at a point mentally where he wants to put in the work to be a manager. I think he loves being a dad. But again, the Angels thing might be a little bit different because he is living in Orange County. So he could live close to home he could live at home and spend more time with his kids than say if he was a manager elsewhere. And I would say this, if Michael wants that job, that's probably his job. He's got that type of respect around the league. I'm not sure, you know, where he stands on that at this time.
Jared Sandler here with you on the Fan.
Hey Jared, just kind of curious though, could this, and I don't want to put you in a bad spot, but I might be, Is this one of those things where you have somebody on board, but then all of a sudden there's some other teams that are talking about potentially bringing a guy on board that you already have, and you're trying to kind of stop that before it gets to that point? If you understand what I'm trying to say, is like, do you have, you know, the Rangers currently have Skip here. Other teams might be interested in him. Is this one of those preemptive things that you're trying to do? You don't want to maybe lose a guy?
So you're saying they needed to make that decision with Boach so that they didn't lose Skip?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think all things get considered, you know, here's the deal, Broadus. They, you know, they had Will Venable, and they obviously felt really strongly about Will.
Yeah, they sure did.
Will left to take the White Sox job, and I don't think that there was ill will towards him, but I think, you know, the Rangers obviously don't. Here's the thing. I don't know, you know, how the brain trust feels about Skip, and I don't know how Skip feels about the Rangers. Right?
Sure.
He's been around for a year, and you know, it's kind of been a, I don't want to say a passive interview, but you know, you're always taking notes on things, right? Skip knows that he wants to manage, and I think he knows or knew this year that the Rangers would maybe one day be a possibility. It's possible, Broadus. I think it's possible that the Rangers feel like they've got their guy, or they feel good about a few candidates out there, and that they know that those guys aren't necessarily going to be there next year. So I would be remiss not to acknowledge that that was a part of the calculus. The other thing is, if you're taking a step back this year in payroll, that's not to say that you can't win, right? Let's look at the Mets. The Mets took steps forward in payroll, and they're not even in the playoffs, right? Whereas, you know, the Brewers and the Blue Jays and the Guardians and the Tigers, these are not big spending teams, and, you know, they're in the playoffs, right? So, and Skip Schumacher, you know, just since his name's been brought up, he took the Marlins to the playoffs a few years ago, and they were an incredibly low payroll team. So you don't have to spend to win. It's nice to do it. And obviously the Dodgers and the Braves and teams like that, and I know Braves missed the playoffs this year, but they had been in the playoffs every year for what, the last decade almost. Spending obviously helps. I think the Rangers are going to spend, even if they take a step back in payroll this year. But I think, Broadus, if you're taking a step back in payroll this year, it's just a natural break point, right? It's, you have a very veteran laden roster. And I think it's possible that they felt like, hey, we're going to get younger. Who's the best guy to help develop and manage this roster? It wouldn't be fair for me to say that Bruce Bochy is not capable of it. He's a Hall of Fame manager. He's probably capable of doing just about anything, but obviously, you know, Chris Young and Ross Fenstermaker and their team, you know, felt like maybe this was the natural break point. And I think having Skip Schumacher in front of them the last year has probably exposed them to Skip. And if he is the guy hired, then we'll know that, you know, they probably did feel like this was a great opportunity to bring Skip on board.
Yeah. What do you think is the Schumacher sort of scouting reporter elevator pitch, personality wise, leadership wise? What's his skill set as a manager?
Well, I'll tell you this, Eric, he's in a good way, I think, very strong willed. You know, he turned down his option after his second year with the Marlins because he did not like the direction of the front office. Kim Ng was leading that baseball operations department. And I think she was maybe promised certain things and ownership went a different direction. And she was, I don't want to say pushed aside, but maybe pushed aside. Maybe that wouldn't be unfair. And Skip Schumacher didn't like that and felt secure enough in what he had accomplished in 2 years that he said, screw it, I'm out. I'm declining my option. I'll step away. Right. I mean, how often does that happen? Usually managers are, you know, are getting ushered out. They're not the ones declining an option. But he developed such a reputation in those 2 years, in part because of what he did with some rosters that on paper did not appear to be nearly as competitive as they ended up being on the field. So, you know, Skip's a guy who, I happen to know a few people at the end of Skip's playing career who would work out with him in the off seasons. And they were like, this guy, he's a future manager. So he's one of these guys, you know, Austin Hedges, for instance, former Ranger. He's a guy that people have identified. Bobby Wilson, who's been a part of the Rangers as a player and here the last few years on staff. These are guys who people have identified as future managers, you know, while they were playing. And Skip's that guy, and he's had a lot of success in his 2 years with the Marlins. If you just look at those rosters, you know, those are teams that have had younger players. And so I think that if that is the direction the Rangers are going with their roster, He's had a lot of success and a track record of helping to develop and grow and groom rosters that maybe aren't as accomplished on paper as a more veteran-laden team. And that's not to say the Rangers are always going to lean that way. I think that's just, you know, where they are right now. And I think looking at where they are organizationally, you know, maybe that's a big point of emphasis.
Thanks for the perspective, Jared. Enjoy the playoffs, and we'll circle back around real quick, talk about the winner and what's next after we get this skipper thing handled.
Yeah, you got it, fellas. Thanks so much.
Salute. There he goes. Jared Sandler here in the G-Bag Nation, our Rangers insider, part of every game day here on 105.3 The Fan. And yeah, I was a little bit surprised last night, but ultimately I'm excited. I think the organization is taking a risk trying to find or being willing to move on from Bochy, who's so well accomplished. But after the disappointment of the last two seasons, I think it stands to reason that maybe a younger, more energetic guy, maybe somebody who, you know, could be the bad guy a little bit more is what this team could have used to, I don't know, shake him out of it. Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider, will react to week four. Look forward to week five with you next year. It's the G-Bag Nation of the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And a good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. You know, that tie felt like a win, actually, I think, for a lot of Cowboys fans. You ever tie in a game?
No, I have not. Not in the NFL. Never tied a game.
Do you think it's a satisfactory way to end a contest?
No, I think it's stupid. But, you know, I mean, yeah, the fans and everybody listening to you, you guys are the ones to blame because, you know, oh, Josh Allen didn't get the chance to get the ball, and, oh, we want it to be fair. Like, where is life fair? Ever. Sudden death is good. Sudden death had no issues. Sudden death was fine, right?
Yeah.
You guys get paid to play defense as well. There's special teams. Last time I checked, I mean, I heard this all the time when I was in a locker room. Hey, it's all three phases, guys. If we're going to win, we got to play special teams. We got to play defense, and we got to play offense. But no, we have a bunch of wussies that cry about fairness and, oh, we, you know, our quarterback didn't get to touch the ball. Who cares? You had a chance to stop the other team. You had 60 minutes to win the game outright. So I hate it. I wish there was sudden death, but there's not. So we live with the overtime and we live with the ties.
Mark Schlereth on fire already. Now, speaking of getting paid to play defense, 4th and 4 in overtime, decision to kick the field goal and trust your defense over your ability to get that ball in the end zone there. What'd you think about that decision late from Shoddy?
Well, I mean, you hadn't stopped their offense yet, right? I mean, all of a sudden, I don't know if what you thought was going to happen. Your offense was flying. Your offense was good. Listen, man, I mean, I guess you look at it from and you play the odds and say, hey, maybe our defense, I don't know. But I still come from a time when we really didn't go for it very often on 4th down, especially not 4th down and 4. But it's a different time, right? It's a different situation right now. I will say when you get down close, it does restrict the amount of space you have down there. But ultimately, ultimately hindsight being 20/20. And listen, man, if I was a coach, I'd probably kick the field goal too. But it's easy to, you know, it's easy to complain about it at this point. I've probably done the same thing.
Cowboys are on their third DC now in 3 years. From your experience, Stink, and all the communication issues that they seem to be having on defense, I mean, how long does it kind of take to implement your new defense?
Well, I mean, you know, this is something that, you know, I'm preparing. I did the Carolina game against New England, and New England throttled them. And, you know, and we talk about communication, and we talk about all this stuff. And, you know, part of the deal is if you're not communicating well, then you need to simplify. Like if you're making a bunch of communication errors, you're making a bunch of errors where you're getting busted coverages and things aren't working, or offensively you're not picking up blitzes or whatever the case may be, then you need to simplify. You need to understand kind of who your players are, what they're struggling with, and you need to make it as simple as you possibly can. And let those guys go out and play free and play fast. And listen, if we give up a big play, I get it, man. That's going to happen occasionally. But if we're going to give up a big play, we're going to give it up bloody in somebody's nose. And that to me is, it can't get any simpler than that. It can't get any easier than that. And for a player, man, I want to know beyond the shadow of a doubt what I'm doing. I don't want any confusion. I don't want there to be 18 checks to something. I want to line up and I want to play fast. And if I play that way, the odds are that in the end, it's going to come out in the wash and we're going to be on top. But, you know, if you're making a bunch of mistakes on a consistent basis, that to me is your players are confused. They don't know what they're doing going into the game. And, you know, it's what Herm Edwards used to say all the time when I work with Herm at ESPN, you're either coaching it or you're allowing it to happen. Which one is it?
Let's say they did go ahead and simplify things and they still had issues there, Stink. Are you thinking maybe the coach sucks or these players aren't good enough?
Well, I do think there's some issues, you know, with like watching the players and, you know, and Diggs certainly doesn't seem healthy. I mean, there's no question about that. Well, then if that's the case, don't tie a guy up in one-on-one coverage, sit and play zone the whole time. Who knows? Like, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. I just know what actually, like, I know what actually works, and maybe they are simplifying things. And your players aren't good enough. Well, here's the problem. It's not like you're going to get new players because they're not walking around on the streets. Guys who can play aren't out there. And, you know, and the way the league is constructed right now, we pay so much money to our superstars that most of the guys that are backups aren't worth a squirt of urine, and they can't play either. So, like, you're in a real predicament when you get injured. Or, you know, guys that you think are going to make that next step or take that next step, don't.
Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Mark, how well do you think Dak Prescott's playing right now?
He's playing great. He's fun to watch, man. Hey, listen, man, I'll be the first to raise my hand. I've been a Dak Prescott fan since he got in, since you know, since he became a Dallas Cowboy. And Scott Linehan was my college quarterback, who used to be the offensive coordinator in Dallas. And I just had talked to Scott so many times about, hey, what an old soul Dak is, and how smart Dak is, and how good he is at executing what you ask him to execute. And so, you know, just having that kind of inside info when he first got into the league as a rookie, and then just watching him continue to do those things to bounce back from injury. Obviously, he came in, he looked like he was in great shape. He's playing great, and they put up 40 against the Green Bay Packers without CeeDee Lamb. And I'll tell you, you know, I did the Washington game a couple of weeks ago, and I'm talking to Cliff Kingsbury about Green Bay and their defense. And Cliff was just like, and this is after 2 weeks when I thought, hey, I thought the Green Bay Packers were the best team in football after 2 weeks at that particular point in time. And Cliff was like, listen, man, that's the fastest defense I think I've ever faced in this league. He's like, we're sitting in situations where their corners are just sitting at 8 yards, flat foot read, breaking on in-cutting routes, going, our defense is so fast and our pass rush is so good that you can't run a double move against us because you're going to be flat on your back. And just praising this Packers team. And for the Cowboys, minus their best receiver, to put up 40 points, I mean, that's pretty remarkable.
Mark Schlereth here with you on 105.3 The Fan. It is, and we've seen Dak in the past feast against lesser teams. I mean, for them to come out and lay the egg they did for a quarter and a half and then make the adjustments, I don't know if we'd ever seen that level of Dak. We're wondering what you attribute that to.
Yeah, I just think that he is very comfortable in Shoddy's offense. I've always been a Shoddy offense fan. Like, I like the way he sets things up. I like the way he's he's a kind of a repeat offender when it comes to play calling, you know, same play, different formation, a little bit different look. So one or two guys on your offense are adjusting, but everybody else is running the same thing. And then, you know, for a defense, it looks like 6-7 different plays. And so I've always been a fan of that. I've always thought he was a really good offensive kind of mind. And so, you know, I just credit him and this is the second year, quote unquote, under, you know, Shoddy. I mean, obviously, you know, coaching change and now he's the head coach, but this is the second year that he's worked with Dak Prescott as a quote unquote coordinator. So I just think continuity and all those things and being on the same page. And I'll tell you, and when I talk to teams or I talk to coordinators or I, you know, get hired as a consultant sometimes, I can't tell you how, as an offensive player, how you get into certain situations, and this game is all about situations. The NFL is all about situations, but you get into certain situations, and maybe it's a third down and long, maybe it's a second down and one, whatever it is, and you know when you're standing there in the huddle, you know one of three plays is going to be called. And you're like, oh, and then they call it, and you're like, yep, we're on the same page, let's roll. That is like when you have that kind of continuity from a play calling standpoint to your quarterback and to your offense in general, man, there's a confidence and a comfort that comes with that, and it certainly seems like they have that.
What do you think of the Eagles right now? They keep winning football games, but their offense clearly has some issues.
Yeah, they haven't been sharp, but they just find ways to win and ways to win at end of games. And, you know, the comeback that they displayed against the Rams was pretty special. And so I look at them and say, man, they'll eventually – you know, it's a good thing to win games when you don't play very well. And eventually, you know what? I do feel like they'll flip the switch. They'll start playing better football. And then, you know, once that happens, I mean, people are in trouble because they are big, they're strong, they're physical, and they're really talented.
Thank you, Mark. Enjoy week 5, and we'll catch you with you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Salute. NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Chief, what's next?
Football's finest. Let's identify the Eagle issues. The Cowboys' next opponent is violently awful, and the return of Michael Myers next in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.